Microsampling drum ghosts from scratch for old school D&B vibes. Intermediate level. Ableton Live. Mostly stock devices. Let's do it. Today is all about ghost notes. Those tiny, quiet hits that you don't consciously hear as extra drums, but the second you mute them, the whole break stops rolling. Ghosts are the glue. They create shuffle, momentum, that human push-pull that screams 90s jungle and drum and bass. And the fun part. We're not downloading a ghost note pack. We're going to steal the ghosts from a reel break, microsample them into clean one-shots, build a dedicated ghosts drum rack, and then program them in a way that feels like classic rollers, but still mixes like a modern track. Step 0. Set yourself up so you can work fast. Set the tempo to somewhere in the classic range, 170 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Now make 3 MIDI tracks. Name the first one drum main. Name the second one ghosts. Name the third one resample or print. We'll use that later. Drop in a breakbeat you like as an audio loop. Funky breaks work beautifully for this because there's usually little hat chatter, snare drags, and room grit hiding in there. Warp the break. Turn warp on. Start with beats mode. Preserve set to transients. Transient loop off, and keep the envelope pretty low, like 0 to 10, just to keep it crisp. If it gets clicky while you're slicing, you can temporarily switch to Complex Pro for editing, but once you're done chopping, you'll usually come back to beats mode. The goal right now is simple. Get the break tight enough that when you slice it, the slices make sense. Now step 1. Find ghost-worthy moments in the break. This is a mindset shift. You're not hunting for the big kick and snare. You're hunting for the small peaks, the stuff between the obvious hits. Loop 1 or 2 bars. Solo the break. And in clip view, scan the transients like you're looking for hidden treasure. Listen for snare drags and pre-snare taps. Little hat flicks. Low-level kick thuds. Random rim bits. Even tiny room ticks, like a stick noise or a spill sound. Here's a teacher tip that matters a lot. Pick ghosts that fit the room, not just the transient. When you audition a slice, listen to the air around it. The noise floor, the room tone, the spill. If you grab one ghost from a dry, tight moment and another ghost from a roomy moment, they can sound like they came from totally different records once you start layering. Sometimes that contrast is cool, but if you want that one loop illusion, match the room vibe. Step 2. Slice the break to a drum rack for fast extraction. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. For the preset, you can choose the built-in slicing preset, or choose none if you want it clean and minimal. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices mapped across pads. This is your audition instrument. Play pads, listen quickly, and mark the ones that contain interesting little ghost material. And remember the D&B mindset. The magic often lies between the anchors. The anchors are your big kick and your main snare on 2 and 4. The ghosts live in the gaps and the lead-ins. Step 3. Audition and isolate the ghost hits. This is the micro-sampling part. Pick a pad that seems promising. Open the simpler on that pad. In simpler, switch to one shot. Turn snap on. Now zoom in and adjust the start and end points so you're capturing only the ghost transient you want. Not the big hit after it, not extra tail you don't need, and not a bunch of pre-noise unless you specifically want that texture. If you hear clicks, don't panic. Micro chops click all the time. Add a tiny fade in. Usually something like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds is enough. Also, slightly nudging the start point off a bad zero crossing can fix it. What makes a tight old school ghost? Usually a short tail, a crisp transient, and low level, but it still has identity. You should be able to tell. That's a snare tick. That's a hat flick. That's a little rim even when it's quiet. Step 4. Gain stage the ghosts. Normalize vibe, not loudness. A common mistake is turning ghosts up until you can hear them like main hits. That kills the point. They stop being ghosts and start being clutter. On each ghost pad, simpler, set the volume so it's living somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB per hit before you do track processing. That's a ballpark, not a rule, but it keeps you honest. Turn on velocity to volume, because ghosts should breathe. If every ghost is the same intensity, it's robotic. We want human momentum. Another coaching move, sometimes pre-filter before you envelop. If a ghost has low-end rumble or low-mid mush, throw an EQ8 inside the pad chain in the drum rack and high-pass it before you do any serious decay shaping. You'll find your envelope settings behave more predictably when the low junk is gone. Step 5. Shape ghosts with micro-envelopes so they dance. In simpler, Keep attack super short, 0 to 3 milliseconds. Only add attack if it's too clicky or spiky. Decay is often where the vibe is. Maybe 60 to 200 milliseconds depending on whether it's a snare tick or a hat. Sustain down at minus infinity for tight one shots. Release around 20 to 80 milliseconds, so it doesn't hard choke in an unnatural way, unless that choked sound is what you want. For snare drag ghosts, a slightly longer decay and maybe the whisper of room tail can feel very jungle. Step 6. Build a dedicated ghost's drum rack. Clean workflow, clean brain. Right now your ghost candidates are scattered across the sliced rack. That's fine for hunting, but it's messy for writing. Create an humidity track. Drop in an empty drum rack, name it ghosts. Now, for each ghost you chose, drag the sampler or the sample from the slice pad into your new ghost's rack. Organize it like an instrument. Put a ghost kick on C1 if you want. Ghost snare on D1. Hat ticks on something like F-sharp 1 and A-sharp 1. Then extras. Rim, shaker, room click. Whatever you found. Now you've built a reusable ghost instrument. This is huge, because once you have a good ghost rack, you can write faster and your tracks start to have a signature groove. Step 7. Add a simple but effective processing chain on the ghost's track. We're using stock devices, and we're keeping it controlled. First, EQ8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Ghosts don't need sub. If they keep low end, they will smear your bass and your main kick. If your hats are harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10k. Second, drum bass. Drive around 2 to 8, depending on how crispy you want it. Boom, be careful. Ghosts can muddy fast. Often you'll keep boom very low or off. Use damp to darken it slightly. Old school often isn't super shiny. Third, saturator. Analog clip mode. 1 to 4 dB of drive. Soft clip on. This is where ghosts start sounding like they belong to a sampled loop instead of clean little edits. Fourth, optionally glue compressor. 2 to 1 ratio. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. And keep gain reduction tiny. 1 to 2 dB max. We're not trying to smash ghosts, we're trying to make them speak consistently. If you want a spicy 90s edge, do a parallel return. Make a return track called Ghost Crush. Put overdrive gently, redux with a slight downsample, and acute band limit it. Send a little bit of ghosts into it. Just a little. The idea is air and grit, not distortion you notice. And one more sound design trick that works ridiculously well. A barely audible noise floor, a tiny vinyl distortion, or a soft tape noise layer on the ghost's group. Keep it almost subliminal. That continuous noise can glue micro hits together, so they feel like one printed loop. Step 8. Sequence classic ghost placements for old school feel. Work in a one bar loop first. Always. Your anchors. Snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton grid terms, that's 2.1 and 4.1. Now where do ghosts live? Pre-snare is the big one. A 16th note before the snare is classic, so place a ghost snare tap just before beat 2, and just before beat 4. If you want that drag feel, add a second tiny tap right before that, like a double tap lead-in. A practical example at 174 BPM, main snare at 2.1 and 4.1, ghost tap at 1.4.3 and 3.4.3, optional extra tiny drag tap at 1.4.4 and 3.4.4. Then hats. Use little ticks in the gaps. You don't need a constant wall of hats. Ghosts create roll more convincingly when they're selective and dynamic. And here's the rule. Velocity is everything. Main hits might live around 100 to 127. Ghosts often live around 15 to 55. Start around 30 and adjust. If your ghost is too audible, don't just turn it down on the track. First try lowering the MIDI velocity, because that keeps the performance feel intact. Extra coach note. Think in microphrases, not single hits. A lot of classic roll is two-hit gestures. A lead-in and an answer. A drag then a response. When you program, you're writing tiny sentences, not just sprinkling random ticks. And if you're on a newer version of live, use probability. Turn chance on for certain ghost notes, maybe 55 to 80%. Suddenly, your loop evolves on its own like a reel break would. It's one of the easiest ways to avoid that one bar copy-pasted for 3 minutes feeling. Step 9. Add swing the jungle way, without wrecking your punch. Two options. Option A. Groove pool. Open the groove pool and try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 hu. Apply it mostly to the ghost MIDI clip, not your main anchors. Keep the main kick and snare solid. Let the ghosts do the dancing. Start with timing around 30 to 60%. Velocity influence around 0 to 20. Random around 0 to 10. Option B. Manual micro nudge. Nudge some ghost notes 2 to 8 milliseconds late for laid-back roll, or slightly early if you want urgency. Deadend beat is fast, so tiny timing moves are huge. If you go too far, it sounds broken, not groovy. Advanced swing move. Extract groove from the actual break you sampled. Right-click the break clip and choose extract groove, then apply it lightly to your ghost clip only. That often matches the break's internal push-pull better than generic swing templates. Step 10. Arrange for momentum across 8 to 16 bars. Old school drums evolve. The loop is alive. Try this structure. Bars 1 to 4. Basic ghost pattern. Bars 5 to 8. Add an extra pre-snare drag every second bar. Bars 9 to 12. Remove a few ghosts. Bass equals tension. Bars 13 to 16. Bring them back and add a tiny hat tick run or a subtle drag. Ableton workflow tip. Duplicate the clip, then make one change per 4 bars. That's how you keep control while still getting evolution. You can also treat ghost density like an energy knob. Automate the ghost's track volume by 1 to 3 dB across sections instead of rewriting everything. Sparse in the intro, medium in the drop, busiest in the peak. Then strip it back for the breakdown. Step 11. Resample for authenticity. Print a drum print. This is where you get that cohesive it's one loop vibe, even if you built it from layers. Group drum main and ghosts into a drum bus group. On that group, add light glue, glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction and maybe a very subtle drum bus. Create your resample or print audio track. Set audio from to that drum bus group, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars. Now you have a printed loop, and this opens up the classic sampled break workflow. Chop tiny bits again. Add very subtle vinyl distortion. Use Redux lightly for era flavor. Even do a single bar recut. Pick bar 8 or 16. Reverse a tiny ghost fragment, or move one micro slice. Then drop that edited bar back in every 8 or 16 bars. It sounds like break editing, but it's your controlled version. Before we wrap, let's quickly hit common mistakes so you can self-direct fast. If ghosts are too loud, they stop being ghosts. Lower MIDI velocities, high pass more, reduce saturation. If ghosts are over-quantized, it gets stiff at 174. This audio version is shortened for playback.